Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Right.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
Everybody. Well, I've got a bit of America. What's all that about?
All right.
Which, as I said before, I could do a whole year on that and still not suss it out. But this actually made me laugh. I'm just going to tell you the little story and then that's it. I'm going to move on from that bit.
Okay.
But
I'm
ready. Might look back at it later. Right. The Pentagon is officially opening a UFO investigation office soon. It's a bit vague. It will be dedicated to just UFO sightings, and they're calling it the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office.
Okay.
All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office.
It used to be called...
Aliens and stuff.
Well, it used to be called Airborne Object Identification and Management Group.
It makes it sound very serious.
I'm trying to be like, it's actually science, guys. We're just doing some government stuff here.
People in charge of weird stuff or the X-Files. Why do they do this?
Come on. Television has given them so many good examples they could have used.
Is it that they just think, we'll call it that, and Americans, don't want to say they're all stupid, but a lot of them are.
Rob's reckons, not the view of the breakfast show.
Apparently, it's got nothing to do with anybody else, just my thoughts. Do they do it so it confuses people then? They think, oh, I've seen stuff in the sky that's unidentified.
Have you now?
Really?
Yeah, I think everybody has.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that photo from Nelson from like a couple of weeks back, and it was like a big spiral in the sky and everyone was freaking out? Yeah. And it looks really cool. The photo is amazing, but it's like jet fuel from a rocket catching the light. Very good. Go Google.
Well, I just thought that was quite an interesting thing.
It
just made me laugh because they always like to overcomplicate things when they don't have to.
It's called aliens and stuff and move on.
Yeah.
Okay, right, so that's America. What's that all about? What else is happening? Nature. What's that all about?
A tiny caterpillar called a waxworm, and it's not just one, it's all of them, all these caterpillars, can eat plastic at very high speeds.
Wait, hang on.
Well, that's good.
Not just one waxworm.
All of them.
All the waxworms.
Yeah, just one waxworm called Colin.
I got you.
And he's really hungry.
He's just like
the
really
hungry, hungry waxworm.
Anyway, they use their saliva to digest the plastic. And they, I'm never sure who they are, but they're hoping it'll be possible to replicate it.
Ah, true.
So you can spray it on stuff, but I don't know what happens to it once they've eaten it, or you spray stuff on it. It breaks down, but what happened? I don't know what that means. Well, I do know what it means.
Well, imagine if a little...
But you can't end up with nothing.
No. Imagine if a little guy's eating it, then it's, like, processed into something that that is useful for the waxworm.
Yeah.
But just spraying it, you know, it's a bit like those home compostable bags, and it's like, oh, that's great, but well, there's a lot of wacky chemicals that go into those home compostable bags creations, so there's still some not necessarily hot things going on there.
What if they cloned this waxworm and made it huge, and then there were just all these massive worms?
Be like something out of Ghostbusters.
Did you ever read Under the Mountain as a kid?
Yes, I did.
God, that scared the absolute bejesus out of me.
I loved Under the Mountain so much.
It literally, I had nightmares about it for years.
Oh no.
I'm imagining the kind of blobby things from Under the Mountain eating plastic.
Well, they can break down really tough plastics 1,400 times faster than other insects. So from that, other insects can eat plastic as well.
Wow.
But quite slowly. Researchers placed 100 of them in a standard 5.5 gram plastic supermarket bag. It took them nearly a month to completely break it down. So I had a thought, that's the word, that's the most you can ever get. If something's a grabillion, there's nothing higher than that. You can't even add one to it because there's no more room. How many of them would you need to clear up all the plastic? Plus, you wouldn't be able to see the sun. You'd be blocked out by moth wings.
Oh, yeah, because worms become something else often, don't they?
Well, caterpillars do.
Caterpillars. Sorry, caterpillars, but
and
I was
thinking...
And they
turn into moths.
Yeah.
So actually, you know, it'd block out the moon, wouldn't it?
I'm tired.
I enjoyed it. It's great, Rob. You got a poem?
Yeah.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
That was my poet voice. Did you like that? Right. This is a really short one. I wrote this morning on the train. I've had to shorten it.
I love your train poems.
I get it. Everyone's burnt out, but please wear a mask if you're out and about. When I wrote wear a mask, I was a bit angry. Now I'm just sad. Or is it the latest rabbit hole fad?
Ooh. Yes. Clicks. Bongos and clicks for that one. Thank you very much. We did make Rob edit it to be appropriate to read out at 8:15 in the morning.
I try not to swear and get a bit angry with my poetry sometimes, but it's really difficult when people don't do what they should do.
Just pop your mask on. As the song says, wear your blinking mask.
Yeah.
You have picked us a good song this morning, yep. Rob. What are we going to be listening
Can't
to?
Can't remember.
It is Acid Arab and Sofia Ansiadi with La Hafla.
This is going out to Anika.
Yeah, news boss Anika. huge tune from Rob Bollocks there. That was Acid Arab. You are on BFM. Thank you very much, Roberto. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, maybe.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Absolutely.